Bechoros Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin 9-7, we now get to the practicalities of how one goes about doing the Maaser Behema. Now the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Zayin Lamed Beis, V'chol Maaser Bakar V'tzon, Kol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashavet, all of the tithe, cattle, and flocks that pass beneath the staff. Ha'asiri Yeh Kodesh Lashem, the tenth one shall be sanctified to Hashem. So, the Pasuk talks about passing beneath a stick, and therefore we'll see the Mishnah sets up a scenario where the animal is actually passing beneath a stick. But that's not ma'akev, but yeah, but if you don't have a stick, as long as you're counting the 10th animal, then that's going to be fine. But it does say ha'asir, it has to be the 10th animal. Now in English this can get confusing because the word 10th means two different unrelated things in English. Okay, it can mean like a 10th is in a fraction, like 1 over 10, 10%, and it could be 10th, the ordinal number, you know, when you're counting after the 8th and the 9th, then the 10th. And the understanding of the proper understanding of this pasuk is the latter, that you actually have to count the animals, and then every 10th animal you count is the Maaser Behema. Okay, as opposed to, let's say, for argument's sake, because the Mishnah is explicit in the next Mishnah, if you have 100 animals, you know that from your count yesterday, you can't just take 10 of them and say, okay, this is a tenth of my crop. So in other words, again, this is totally not like how one tithes agricultural produce. In any case, our Mishnah is going to say, Ketzad ma'asrin, how do you go about doing this in practical terms? Konsin ladir, you put all of the flock or the herd into a single pen where they can't get out. Except va'os lehen pesach katan, you do make one small exit. K'dei shelo yu shnaim yichon letzeis ka'achas, and the width of that exit of the corral should be narrow enough that they have to come out single file one at a time, not two at a time. That avoids any confusion. We'll get onto confusion later on. Now, what's supposed to happen is that you then are going to count them with the stick. Umona b'shevet, you'll count them using the stick. The stick is going to have some like red paint on it. And therefore, you'll count them, and the Mishnah here speaks out, you see, we're actually counting, you must count, and the 10th one in your counting is what's identified as the Maaser. Echad, Shnaim, Shlosha, Arba, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, Tesha, and then after, I should say Tisha, and after Tisha, then comes Vayotzi, Asiri, the one that comes out 10th, that one, Sokro, B'Sikra, you paint it with red paint. Sikra is like red paint, Sokro, turning the Sikra into a verb, you paint it red, you redify it. Okay, va'omer, and you'll say hareza maaser, and you'll actually declare it maaser. You'll formally declare this to be your maaser behema. Now, that's the ideal way to do it, and in fact, two other elements to the ideal way to do it. Number one is, Tiferes Yisrael speaks out, there's a bracha to be said before the 10th one. You'd say, bracha Hashem, elkeinu melech olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lahafrish maaser, to separate maaser. Okay, that is actually the bracha you'd say on it for the 10th one. In addition, the Bryce speaks out that we want the animals to go out of their own accord because that seems to be the implication of the pasuk, as opposed to chase them out. And therefore, the custom was essentially to put like, you know, mommy sheep on the outside, bleeding away to cause the baby sheep to come, you know, going after their mommy out the corral. And therefore, they're going out because they want to go out, not because you're chasing them out. In any case, that's all like the ideal way to do it. But says the Mishnah, lo sakra b'sikra, if you didn't paint it red, lo manam b'shevet, even if you didn't count them with a stick, a staff, as the pasuk suggests, but it's not ma'akev, oh, shemanam revutzim, or if you didn't pass them through any gates at all, you simply just counted them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, while they were revutz, is like crouching on the ground. Oh, owned them, or if they're standing around. Hare elam usarim, it's still effective. That's all effective. Hailo may have a natal asara, however, if you had 100 sheep, but you knew you had 100 sheep, or goats, or cows, and then asara, if you knew you had 100, v'natal asara, and then you took 10 of them, just took the first 10, knowing that it represents 10% of your entire herd of this year's newly born ones, that's not going to be good enough. And similarly, asara v'natal echad, or even if you have, you have exactly 10, and therefore you take just one of the 10 without counting the first 9, ein zemaser, that does not work. Okay? Because the pasuk says it has to be the 10th in like an ordinal counting. And if you didn't count them, identifying this is the 10th after the 9th, then that doesn't work. Now, the Chachil, you're actually supposed to say Harezu Meiser as well, designated to be a Meiser. But the truth is, none of that is essential. Neither, not the blessing for sure, not even the designating it explicitly, this is my Meiser Behema, to be Korban, and not even, the truth is, not even counting it as the 10th. If it's blatantly obvious to all onlookers that this is the 10th one out the gate, let's say, for example, the guy's laryngitis, so he's counting with his fingers instead of with his voice. When he gets to number 10, he shows 10 fingers, that is also going to be okay. Okay, that's going to be fine, but you have it to make it miser. As long as you count them and every 10th one is designated as miser. Okay, so that's the setup. On that last point, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareza Maaser. Rabbi Yossi says, if you had 100, you just took 10, meaning if you take 10% of what you have without counting them, that's also going to be effective b'di'evad. The basis for this really is kind of a bit of a complex limud. He's connecting it back to the truma that you take with agricultural produce, and there when it comes to truma, like gadola, truma's meiser, so it's done estimated as opposed to actually measured and counted, if you recall. And the pasuk actually says, v'nechshav lachem trumasachem. And we're going to essentially make his next drasha from there, saying that the a thought alone, machshav, is enough, and therefore no need to actually specifically count 10, just a tenth, like 10% is sufficient. But the halacha does not follow him. The halacha is you actually must count these, and every tenth one, and the counting goes towards your meiser. That becomes one of the meiser behemas. If, let's say, for argument's sake, we're talking about, let's say, you had 15, and we're talking the first of the three Geronos, like from the previous Mishnah, like 15 days before Pesach. So you put all 15 in the corral, then you'll have 10 come out. The 10th one becomes your Maaser Behema. The other five that haven't come out will go into the corral, you know, a couple of months' time when you have 15 days before Shavuos, and again, 15 days before Sukkos. And what's left over, meaning if it comes 15 days before Sukkos, that third Goron, you have 15 animals that are untied, you put them in the corral, the 10th one comes out, that one is your Maaser Behema. The last five, nothing. They're dismissed. No problem, and there's no need next year to true up. Like we said before, those are not time. Okay, so that's the basic idea here. Now, the mission now goes to a new topic. Really, this is the new topic of this rest of this mission, the final mission of the Masechta, which is, what if? What if things go wrong? So in our mission here, we have two basic things that can go wrong, which is either an animal that you already counted jumps back into the corral, and it's one of the exempt ones, or an animal that you identified as the miser jumps back into the corral. So two separate halachas there, and both are essentially boiled down to you have a problem on your hands. If one of the nine that you counted that are not Maaser Behema jump back into the corral, so now there's no way now to count to 10 anymore of 10 eligible sheep, because it's not just the concern that the 10th one out might be the one you counted before. But even when you, if it comes out as number 6, the one you counted before comes out as number 6 in your count, so now what you're calling number 7 is really number 6, because you know that was a false count, you did for number 6. And therefore, essentially, there's no way anymore to count these animals, so now your entire herd, everything was in the deer in the corral, is exempt, period. The other possibility is that the one that jumped in was the one that you identified as Maaser Behema already. Let's say, for example, you just ran out of red paint, so you're just kind of keeping an eye on it, but unfortunately jump back in. Now you can't identify which one it is, it gets mixed up with others. So, as always, there's no such thing as bittul, even though there's a deraisa, bittul baro, but the rabbanim, we don't let whole animals become batel, they're too significant to become lose their identity, and therefore all the animals now are suffolk miser behema. Now you have nothing you can really do about it. You can't bring them as a korban because maybe they're not the miser. You can't not bring them as a korban and eat them at home because maybe they are the miser. So what do you have to do? You have to wait and let each one in its own right get a become a bal mum, get a permanent blemish, and at that point, now, mamanavshach, however you slice it, you'd be allowed to eat it, because if it's the miser, you're allowed to slaughter the miser and eat it once it has a permanent mum, blemish. And if it wasn't the miser in the first place, it's yours, so you can eat it when it has a blemish, no problem. So that's what the Mishnah says now, in much fewer words. It says, kafat echad min hamanuyim lesochan. If one of the nine that you counted, it wasn't miser, jumps back into the deer, into the pen, hare elu maturin, so now everything left behind the pen is exempt. Mina mu'usarin latochan, if one of the ones you counted as the tenths, so the Maaser Behemas, one of those jump back into the pen, then kulan yiru ad shistavu, then everything left in the pen now must be allowed to graze until it gets a blemish. V'yechalu b'muman labalim, and once they develop their permanent blemish, at that point you'll be able to eat them one at a time. After the Rishlam, they're like any other Maaser, even if it is a Maaser.